Welcome back to Elevate, where we are highlighting Black men and leadership that's making an impact in the Metro Atlanta community. Today, I have the privilege of interviewing Terrence Stevens. Did I butcher that name?
Yeah, no, you didn't.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Awesome. Well, I'm so happy to have you. Thank you for taking time out of your very busy schedule to be with
an
me
honor
today.
To be here. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with me.
Absolutely.
I want to read your bio and all the great work that you've been doing, and I want to jump into how you have made one of the biggest transitions in your life.
Yes.
Now running an incredible company. So Mr. Stevens is a former collegiate from Stanford University and professional football player from Cincinnati Bengals. Through his experiences, he's learned the value of hard work and determination from an early age. Mr. Stevens started taking the Town Real Estate Group in 2018 with the purpose of building strong relationships and with dedication to excellence. He has been recognized as a leader in the industry, helping clients achieve their dreams. I really love that. And Mr. Stevens ranks among the top 5% of Georgia agents since 2019.
Yeah.
And you've managed to do that through COVID, okay?
Yeah.
With over $70 million in sales.
Yeah.
This is incredible. I just want to know, like, how do you do it? That's my first question. Like, how?
Discipline. Yeah, I mean, being a former athlete, you were taught so many things.
Yeah.
And one of those main things is if you want something, go take it.
Sure.
Right? And so discipline sometimes is not the easiest when we're adults.
Mm-hmm.
I think when you're children, you were told what to do.
Yeah.
When to do it, how to do it. But when you're an adult, you have to build that schedule, build that regiment by yourself.
Right.
And so sometimes when I realize I'm walking into a new season, I'll build a different regiment for myself that is a parallel of what I want.
Wow.
Right? And so if I want more, I've got to do more.
That's right.
If I want more rest, then I rest more and I do things that keep me in a resting position. So in this season, it is go time. It is a grind season. And so that's what I'm doing.
I love it.
Yeah.
Discipline. Discipline.
Discipline.
And I think that's something we struggle with.
Yes.
Period.
Absolutely.
Period. But I want to hear more about your story. You were a professional football player. You made a life decision to leave and to go into something completely different. Tell us, like, what made you make that decision? what was that like?
So I'm an only child from the D.C., Maryland area.
Okay.
I never had a love. My first love was in music.
Wow.
So I'm a singer, and that was my first love.
Wow.
But my mother looked at me often, and she said, "You're too big. Go play football.
Right.
We've got to get you involved in sports."
Sure.
And so from a young age, from nine, I was playing football with people who were genuinely older than me. Because at nine, I looked like 13 and 14-year-olds.
Wow.
And so because I was larger, I was playing football with larger friends and neighborhood guys, and but I was never really good. It was always just uncoordinated, and I was really about the arts. So I would be the one on the football field singing, humming, things like that. So
it
got to a point where it's like, okay, this might not be what he wants to do.
Right.
But transitioned into high school football, and that's when the gears changed.
Sure.
And I had more of an investment from coaches and peers and my family. And so from high school, had some really good grades, was really disciplined in high school. And my mother made sure, no matter what you want to do when it comes to the football field, I need your grades to be something that you can compete with, that you can be recognized with. So she was on top of me about the grades and made sure that I was really successful on that end. And that was a blessing because when it came time for college, which I wasn't saving up for, or I even had people saving up for, my college coach said, we're going to send all of your, or my high school coach, excuse me, said, we're going to send all of your film to the local schools on the East Coast, but you're the only guy who has grades to send to all the Ivy Leagues and the predominantly smarter schools and more intelligent schools.
Right.
And so he decided to send my film to Stanford. And I had never been to the West Coast, never heard anything really about the school. I just knew the university. I mean, God was very present in those moments because it was it was something it was beyond my wildest dreams that my mom may do with exactly what she needed to do, but I never knew I wouldn't be going to the number one school in the nation.
That's incredible. Attend,
for free. So was able to get a full scholarship to Stanford, which was out west.
Wow.
Pick up and move 2,500 miles across the country. And football became the reason that I was able to do those things. So although I had passion for other things,
right,
football was the reason that I was able to attend the school and, and really start the next season of my life. Since then, it was football that paved the way. But ultimately, football was the reason I was able to live life without debt, have different experiences, ultimately end up in Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is true, because you said Maryland, D.C., then you
Maryland,
went West
D.C.,
Coast.
Then I went West
and
Coast.
Georgia.
And then right after the NFL football thing, they asked, where do you want to go? Or life asked me, like, what's next?
I like that. Life asks you what's next. Yeah.
But I ended up deciding that Georgia was going to be it.
What made you choose this place?
Ooh. All right. So my grandfather, who currently still lives here at 81 years old.
Wow.
Okay, he's been here for 30, 40 years.
Wow.
I spent a lot of my summers here.
Uh-huh.
So I got to see the old Coca-Cola. I got to see much of the undeveloped Atlanta, old Atlanta.
Wow.
The underground and things like that. And back then I wanted to be a part of the rich black culture that this was. I wasn't seeing that up north.
Mm-hmm.
It was this that really stood out. Mm-hmm. Colleges like Morehouse and Spelman and Clark and just being downtown.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time it became, it's time for you to spread your wings and be the adult you want to be. It was like Atlanta.
Atlanta,
I knew what I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I knew what the West Coast didn't give me.
Mm.
And that was black culture.
That's right.
That was the amazingness of a southern city with roots of a real rich perspective.
Love that.
And that's what I really rushed to when I thought about here.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And so now you moved out to Georgia, and what happened next?
Ooh. So I stopped playing football.
Mm-hmm.
I moved to Georgia.
Yeah.
I started a YouTube channel.
Okay. Right?
Just out of some recommendations.
Uh-huh.
And shortly thereafter, I was approached by the casting directors of The Voice. And they said, I left a very important thing. When I played for the Bengals, the Bengals had to be on HBO that season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was called Hard Knocks. Mm-hmm. And it's a sports show.
Right.
But on that show, the coach asked me to sing. And so that turned into an HBO episode, which then turned into national recognition.
That's incredible.
How many people are on a football field who are singing? And so it became a thing, but the casting directors from The Voice said, we saw you, and we want you to come out to L.A. I was like, yes, I'm coming. And so that experience, what a transition from being in a locker room with other big, brawly, aggressive men and transitioning to a space where people are playing the piano and playing the guitar, soft spoken and very subtle. And it was one of the first times I realized you have to match the energy of where you're at.
It's
important for you to be able to do that. That's just a social skill. So check the room, read the room, know where you're at. And that was just one of those steps in my journey that said, understand that you can't just be the person that you've been used to being.
Mm.
You've got to be able to be so many different things at one time.
That's right.
I've always been explained to be a chameleon.
Yeah.
Being
able to adapt
to whatever.
Yeah, I think that's what a leader is, adaptable.
For sure. Yeah.
And being able to know what rooms to be in.
Absolutely.
It also seems like you always know when opportunity is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people, they miss it, not because they don't see it, because they don't seize it. But you, not only do you see opportunity, you know when to seize it.
Yeah.
How do you, what advice can you give to men that might be struggling with not being able to see and seize opportunities?
Yeah, so I would say that stillness is your best weapon.
That's so good.
Right? When you're in a space where you're confused, when you're in a space where you don't know the next step, I don't know anybody's spiritual connections, but in those spaces, I always love to be still.
Yeah.
And that's when I pray. That's when I meditate. That's when I really focus in on what I'm hearing around me and not the noise, but the voice that says, this is what's next. Mm-hmm. Or really just what I feel in my heart. What am I being led to?
Wow.
Right? Because that's the spirit. That's the thing that the thing that has no voice, but has all the voice at the same time, right?
Wow.
And so when you're still, you're able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
When you're still, you're able to know what your next steps may be.
Right.
And even in the Bible, it speaks about being in that cave space where you have to be still, where you have to hear the word of God. And so in that case, I will always say, when things are confused, when life is confused, when you don't know what your next steps are, be still. Just listen. Because your spirit is going to tell you where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so many of us will listen to all the noise. They will listen to people's opinions. They will listen to just the extracurricular.
Mm-hmm.
And most of that will lead you astray. But when you're still and you trust your purpose, you'll be led in ways that are unimaginable.
So it sounds like the stillness is really the answer. It's like the secret weapon.
It is the sauce that a lot of people forget. And especially because in this life, we're so used to going 100 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
We're so used to being busy.
That's right.
This the whole idea of being busy.
Culture.
The culture of I'm the busiest in the room. I've got to do 12 things at one time. Mm-hmm. And I've always heard a jack of all trades is truly a master of none.
That's right.
And so when stick and you're still, you can focus on being a master. And now when you've mastered something, you can teach those around you. You can uplift those around, or you can move on to the next thing.
Mm.
But not until you've passed that round. It's just like life is a game.
That's so good.
But you can't try to go past the next round without conquering the one that you're in. And that's what I apply to seasons of life.
Mm.
Conquer that one. Move on to the next one.
Conquer that one.
Because you might have just missed the lessons.
Wow.
And one thing I know in life, you miss lessons. Mm-hmm. They will come back around.
Again.
You will take that test again. Might not be immediate, but you will take that test again.
That's right. Wow.
Yeah.
And when you were talking about the life it being a game, I imagined you playing football. I've never seen it before, but I was imagining it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about some of the life lessons you may have learned on the field.
Yes.
Can you share some of them?
Yeah.
With us?
So I remember my coach saying, I was just speaking about this earlier. No matter if you've won a game or lost a game, you have 24 hours.
Mm.
And that 24 hours to process what just happened. After that, move on. Because so many of us will highly celebrate our wins and miss the next win.
Wow, that's
so good. Miss the next play. We will sulk in our losses for days, not realizing that your win is right around the corner.
Wow, that's
right?
So good.
And
that's
so if you're in that space when you're not supposed to be still, you'll miss everything that's coming next to you. So I think in the game of football, what I've always been told is the next play. Focus on the next play.
Mm-hmm.
And again, so many of us, whether it was a good play or a bad play, we want to just go through our head with all the things we could have done differently or the same. Or it's the next play, babe. You got to keep going.
Keep going.
Right? Going. And so that was a huge one. Focus on the next play. Right?
Focus on the next
because
play.
It's there.
Yeah.
And the reality is, if you put your feet in the ground during the last play and everybody else is focused on the next play, you're getting ran over.
Wow.
Right? Life is going to keep going.
That's right.
And so if you stood still, but everybody else around you is moving, you're out of the game.
My goodness.
And I think that was one of the biggest ones just about life. Mm-hmm. You have to move on to the next play.
Right.
And that, I mean, there's probably not one better than that when it comes to take what you've experienced, dissect it, but efficiently You don't have days when everybody else takes hours. You don't have hours when everybody else takes minutes. Because we're all running the same race with the same 24 hours.
That is so good. I just needed to take a moment and reflect on that.
Just it's like life. Processing. And it's not just black males. It's everybody.
That's right.
Right? But we struggle because there's so many things riding against us. There's so many things that we have to work against and things that we have to fight against. But focus on that. Focus on that next play. Because God has not put anything in your life that you weren't already ready to handle.
That's so good.
So why aren't you focusing on the future? Live in the present, of course. Focus on your future. Or you won't have one.
Some people are living in the past. You know, I think one of the things about trauma is you're stuck in a time when something chronic has happened to you and they're living in that place. They don't know how to move forward. Yeah. And what you're talking about is how to get unstuck, how to move forward.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people are really stuck. They don't know how to do that. And I know you said 24-hour process, and I'm like, ooh, that's so good.
Yeah.
But for people that have been knocked down for so long, what advice would you give them?
You're only as good as your next page, right? And
that's
so
good.
If you're on the last page,
you're
not even worried about what's coming next. Therefore, it has no time to grow, blossom, be nourished, right? And so I think it's extremely important to nourish your next season, right? Nothing can grow without water. Nothing can grow without sun.
That's right.
Nothing can grow without what's that? The fertilizer
that's
that
right.
they speak to, and that's just the process of growth. We learn that in plants. We learn that in food. We learn that in everything. We learn that in people.
That's right.
When you're growing, you're focused on feeding the growth.
Yeah.
And so for anybody who's stuck, I would say to get yourself unstuck, you can't be in the last space you were in.
That's right.
You have to literally and physically imagine yourself in the next season, whether that's your manifestation. You know, this I lost this, but can I see myself when I've won? Right? I think so many people who are stuck, the reality of being in the next space is so far removed from them. But all it is a change of mindset. Where's your mind at when you're thinking about the next move? Is it still talking about what you could have done in the past? That's done. It's literally done. But what's next? And so the power of what you say, I tell people all the time, your words have much more power than your body does.
Ooh, that's so good.
Right?
That's really
good. Your words have so much more power, right? And people don't realize, and I think this too, the subconscious. Your subconscious is controlled by your mind.
That's right.
It's not, you can't move without already saying, move that hand.
That's right. That's
you can't move your feet without your mind saying, move.
That's right.
And so if your mind is not saying next step, next season, next play, your body will never do it.
Wow.
So remind yourself how you must talk to yourself if you're thinking about the future.
That's so good.
But if you're steadily on the past, you've left no room for what's to come.
That's right. Wow. I just need to take another moment. I'm sorry.
Stop.
I just need to. All of that and more, everything you said, it's your mind. Your mind is such a powerful thing, but you talked about you have to be able to shift your paradigm.
Yeah.
You got to be able to see yourself there. And it's taking this brain and begin to imagine what it looks like to win, right? And when you begin to imagine it, then you can speak it. And when you speak it, then you can start to reshape the trajectory of your life.
Yeah. It's just like if you look good, what's that saying? If you look good, you feel good.
Yeah.
If you feel good, you act good. And if you act good, you're doing good. Like, but you can't jump from point A to point C. You got to do the work before
process.
That. It's a process.
Yeah.
Life is the process.
Life is the process.
So tell yourself, I'm going to look good today.
That's right.
And then you'll be more motivated to actually look good. And then when you look good, you know, I'm going to feel good today.
That's right.
You already done the first part.
Yeah.
You've already looked good. So now you can feel the way that you look. And then when you feel and look good, the rest is history.
That's
right?
So good.
The rest is history.
That is really good. I'm just
thank
like,
you
definitely such a gift in speaking
thank you so
for
much.
Sure. And you can tell that this is not just something you've studied, but you have lived.
Living it.
You have lived this. Yeah. You are living it, and you have lived it.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel when I hear you speak.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're coming to a close, but I did want you to have an opportunity to talk about the work that you're doing with Black men and your real estate firm.
Yes. Real estate was not even something that I had knowledge about prior to getting in. What I can say is when I left the football world and the realm of football, I had no intention on ever getting into the corporate world.
Wow.
And so because that wasn't the intention, I did everything to avoid the corporate world.
Ah.
And so I worked. I sold DirecTV out of Costco.
Wow.
I was a bouncer. I did so many small jobs. Mm. And finally, I landed myself in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I started real estate.
Oh.
It was, you're here, but you're really gifted.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you want to do. And so I started I started real estate, but it was by way of being a server mm-hmm. in a restaurant. And one of my close friends said, I know you feel like this space isn't for you, mm-hmm. but you must first learn how to serve before you can lead. And I'll remember the words like they were the last I've ever heard, because service does come before leadership.
That's right.
Because when you have others that follow, when you have others that are in service, mm-hmm. you must learn and appreciate who they are.
That's right.
And so there came the birth of Taking the Town Real Estate.
Wow.
And so from there, I decided, you know what? I really love the idea that anything that I want, mm-hmm. I have the ability to go take.
That's right.
Right? I'm not going to wait on anybody to tell me what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to wait on anybody to say, you've got the okay.
Right.
I'm going to go take whatever it is.
That's right.
And so Taking the Town Real Estate is an all Black male
wow.
ran and I'm the owner, ran and owned.
That's awesome.
By myself and, mm-hmm. and others, that we continue to build what it means to be a Black man in business,
mm-hmm.
but what it means to be one of the most in one of the most lucrative professions there is.
Yeah.
And we're always, I think naturally, we've always, and just by way of where we come from, we're always being told that we can be the work. We can be the workers,
uh-huh.
right?
Right, right.
But can we be the boss?
Mm.
Can we be the ones making the deals
That's
happen
right.
for others? And
mm-hmm.
the answer is yes.
Absolutely.
Right? But we have not been told that enough.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, if anything, it's most important to lead by example.
Wow.
So I am the owner and creator of Taking the Town Real Estate, where everybody understands when you're with us, anybody can take the town. You
yes.
can take the town. You can take,
you
the,
can
town.
Take the town.
You can take
yes.
the town. And the reality is it's there to take.
That's right.
And so in the life of real estate,
mm-hmm.
we have to take the land that these houses are on.
Mm-mm-mm.
We have to take the opportunities that
yes.
are there,
mm-hmm.
and the investments, whether in ourselves
mm-hmm.
or out there in the world.
Oh, my
so
goodness.
My entire business is about taking what you want, what you deserve,
yes.
what you've been told no for.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I love a bold person who will walk in a room and take what's there.
That is so good.
Because there are some that will sit back, but that's not us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go out there and take it.
Come on.
Because nobody's going to give you what you feel like you want.
Mm-mm.
You better go take it.
That's right. You better take it. This is so good. We got to bring you back.
I'm more than
happy. We got to
bring
you back, because you have developed a prototype, a blueprint that I think is shifting our entire generation and generations to come.
Yeah.
And so I really want to hear more about how you've been designing this and how to help other Black men
yeah.
come into their place and
take
it.
I mean, and that even that in itself sometimes has a negative connotation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're doing it with skill, when you're
That's
doing
right.
it with experience,
mm-hmm.
when you're doing it with trust,
yeah.
people have no choice but to really lean in on who you are and what you do.
That's good.
And so I'm just leaving a closing where clients say, you know what? I'm really glad I trusted you.
Yeah.
Because my life has shifted.
Oh, my goodness.
And I love that, because mm-hmm. it was me who did that.
Yeah.
It was my team who was able to
yeah.
execute that. So
wow.
I love that.
That is incredible. Can you give like a quick word of encouragement to
yeah.
men that are stuck right now and may need to figure out how to get unstuck. Anything you can say to inspire them? And then end off with how could people reach you?
Yeah. So if you feel like you're stuck in the season, first and foremost, look at those around you. Because do they feel like they're stuck? Birds of a feather truly do flock together. So change the surroundings that you have. Change the people that you talk to. Change the people that you share your issues with. Yeah. But more than focusing on your issues, focus on solutions. We can all sit in a circle, and if 10 of us gathered ourselves and put all of our problems on a table, we would more than likely find a way to grab our own problems back. And so let's stop talking about the problems.
Wow.
Let's sit in circles where we talk about solutions, where we talk about the fixes and how we're going to move forward and how we're going to transform and do the work, right? It is all about the solutions and never about the problems. So if you're stuck, focus on the solution that gets you from point A to point B, not why you're stuck, how long you've been there, what you're doing there. None of that matters because it won't change how you take yourself from here to there.
It's okay.
And I would love to be the reason that you guys reach out and feel vulnerable enough, right? That's another word. If you're stuck, be vulnerable enough to share that with people.
That's right.
Black men are taught so often, don't share your feelings, express. Find a group, whether that is a small group or a large one. Find people that you can trust your problems with, but create solutions with.
That's so good.
And so if you need to reach me, I am on Instagram at Terrence Takes the Town. T-E-R-R-E-N-C-E. Takes the Town. And that's on all social media platforms. And then my cell number, right? Is that okay?
Yeah, please.
678-609-3604. I am easily accessible through my cell phone and my social media.
Wow.
I'm here to just help. Honestly, black male community.
Yes.
I love my black women, and I think they do a great job, but we need more black males to connect.
Absolutely.
So I'm here.
That is so good, Terrence. Terrence Takes the Town.
Terrence Takes the Town.
And we all need to take the town.
Take it
and
all.
Take our
Whatever
place.
Whatever the town is for you, take it. Don't sit back and wait for permission.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'd rather ask for forgiveness than permission.
Ask for permission.
Time.
Oh, that is so good.
I'd rather ask for it.
Come on.
And I'd rather not ask at all. Okay? I'm going to take what I want.
Let's go. Oh, man. We don't got time, but I was going to say, can you sing us like a little stance as
goodness.
We're closing out?
Wow. Yes, there's a gospel song that has stuck in my mind, and it's by Dwayne Woods, and it says, soon as I stop worrying, worrying where my story ends, I let go and I let God have his way.
Mm-mm-mm. That was good. Come
Thank
on,
you.
Let's go. Terrence Takes the Town. That was so
Thank
good.
You.
When you drop the album, let us know.
Absolutely.
That was so good. It's
Thank
been
you.
A pleasure having
it's
you.
It's been such an honor for me.
Just such a presence that transcends any room you walk
thank
in.
Thank you, gosh.
And so I really appreciate you
Absolutely.
For coming by the studio and blessing us in your busy time.
Sure.
I know for sure that the men and the people that are watching have really gotten something from this and have been blessed by listening. So I appreciate
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Yes. Thank you for being with us.
For sure.
And thank you all for tuning in, for watching, for listening to this segment. We want you to share this out and to share it with a friend, a loved one, someone that you care about, so that they can also be uplifted in a way that we know that you have been. This concludes our Men in Leadership series in Atlanta. We'll be back for season 3. Thank you all and stay tuned.